I shall present you at court. You will soon see that the prince, in whose honor the ball is being held, will be enchanted by your loveliness. But remember, you must leave the ball at midnight and come home, for that is when the spell ends. Your coach will turn back into a pumpkin, the horses will become mice again, and the coachman will turn back into a mouse. And you will be dressed again in rags and wearing clogs instead of these dainty little slippers. Do you understand? Cinderella smiled and said, "Yes, I understand." When Cinderella entered the ballroom at the palace, a hush fell. Everyone stopped in mid-sentence to admire her elegance, her beauty and grace. "Who can't that be?" people asked each other. The two stepsisters also wondered who the newcomer was, for never in a month of Sundays would they ever have guessed that the beautiful girl was really poor Cinderella who talked to the cat. When the prince set eyes on Cinderella, he was struck by her beauty. Walking over to her, he bowed deeply and asked her to dance. And to the great disappointment of all the young ladies, he danced with Cinderella all evening. "Who are you, fair maiden?" the prince kept asking her. But Cinderella only replied, "What does it matter who I am? You will never see me again anyway." "Oh, but I shall, I'm quite certain," he replied. Cinderella had a wonderful time at the ball. But all of a sudden, she heard the sound of a clock, the first stroke of midnight. She remembered what the fairy had said, and without a word of goodbye, she slipped from the prince's arms and ran down the steps. As she ran, she lost one of her slippers, but not for a moment did she dream of stopping to pick it up. If the last stroke of midnight were to sound, oh, what a disaster that would be! Out she fled and vanished into the night. The prince, who was now madly in love with her, picked up her slipper and said to the ministers, "Go and search everywhere for the girl whose foot this slipper fits. I will never be content until I find her." So the ministers tried the slipper on the foot of all the girls, and on Cinderella's foot as well. Surprise! The slipper fitted perfectly. That awful, untidy girl simply cannot have been at the ball, snapped the stepmother. "Tell the prince he ought to marry one of my two daughters. Can't you see how ugly Cinderella is? Can't you see?" Suddenly she broke off, for the fairy had appeared. "That's enough!" she exclaimed, raising her magic wand. In a flash, Cinderella appeared in a splendid dress, shining with youth and beauty. Her stepmother and stepsisters gaped at her in amazement, And the minister said, "Come with us, fair maiden. The prince awaits to present you with his engagement ring." So Cinderella joyfully went with them and lived happily ever after with her prince. And as for the cat, he just said, "Meow."